Today's show is brought to you by Of A Kind, an online shop for emerging design. For more information, visit ofakind.com.
You're listening to Heritage Radio Network, broadcasting live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. If you like this program, visit heritageradionetwork.org for thousands more.
Greetings, and welcome to Animal Instinct here on Heritage Radio Network. I'm your host, Celia Kutcher, also known as the Food Healer. Welcome to the show. Today starts off a four-week series about great pet foods and treats, and I'm really honored that my most favorite companies are letting me interview them. I've been going to the pet food trade shows for years, and these four companies have always stood out for fantastic products and excellent quality. So keep listening today and for the next three episodes if you want to hear more about them. I'm starting off the series with a bang. I'm really, really excited to have Matthew Koss from Primal Pet Foods calling in from San Francisco. He's going to tell us about his company and their prepared raw food diets. Matthew Koss has been founder and president of Primal Pet Foods since the inception of the company in October 2001. He has extensive experience and knowledge in food product development, large-scale food production, and proper food safety. Matthew has thoroughly studied animal nutrition and has also researched the methods of a few select homeopathic vets that specialize in raw foods for dogs and cats. All this knowledge led him to formulating Primal, in my opinion, one of the best pet foods out there. I really admire Primal both for their products and website. From the short video on the homepage to the knowledge base, it's obvious that Matt and his team have done their homework and really want to educate the public about raw food and pet health. Their website is the most comprehensive pet food website I've ever seen, and I really appreciate all the hard work that's gone into it. I also love that Primal gives back. They sponsor some incredible competition dogs and partner with the West Highland White Terrier Club of California Rescue, the Bay Racers Flyball Club, the Alameda Police Department, and the Happy Hollow Zoo. So all that being said, I'd like to welcome Matthew Koss to the show. Matthew, are you there?
Celia, how are you? Thank you very much for having us on.
I'm so excited that you're here. I feel like I'm interviewing Mick Jagger right now. I can't even tell you.
That's a little too much for me, but I don't know if I can live up to those standards.
Well, I got to tell you that I remember the first time I saw Primal at the trade shows. I was there with a friend of mine, and we do the same thing. And so we're really, really skeptical and really enjoy going to vendors and giving a hard time. So we saw your booth, and we went over all skeptical and, you know, grabbed a bag. It was like, tell us about your food, you know, and you guys started talking about it, and we started reading, and it was like, oh, my God, somebody's done this right. So I wanted to say, before we do anything, thank you so, so much for taking the time and energy that you have for formulating Primal. In my opinion, it really is truly one of the best foods on the market.
Well, I appreciate all that you said. We take great pride in what we do to deliver a very high-quality product for dogs and cats with really the highest standards and integrity that we can possibly bring forward. And the trade shows are, you know, quite a scene, as you know. We speak all day long, but I'm glad that that's the impression that we were able to give you.
I mean, you guys are great, you know, from everything, from the education to the people that you've got working for you. I love Kim. She's great. I've known her for years, you know, and only through the booths and only through the trade shows, you know. But you guys, we can call you. We can talk to you. We always get someone there. You know, there's information available. And, I mean, when I started putting this show together, I thought about you, and you were kind of on my, like, super, super unattainable dream list. And so I'm just so psyched you're here. So
yeah, thank you. I mean, we're real people, as you know, and knowing that you know Kim and have met some of the team members on the trade show floor, we've got some fantastic, committed people behind this brand, and we're very proud of that.
Yeah, and you should be, because as you and I know, in the pet food industry, people jump around left, right, and center. So to have people there for as long as you have is like, you know, major props to you, guy, because that's awesome.
Yeah, I appreciate that. It's a challenge always to keep employees, and this industry is full of great companies, so people do jump around to get the experience that they can get. But we've been able to maintain our employee base for quite some time, and as the owner of the company, I really have to take great pride that we're delivering a product that our employees really feel very proud to present, and it delivers to the pets. That's the foremost thing. aspect of this entire company is delivering a product that delivers on what we say it will do for the pets, and that's what we're all about.
Mm-hmm. And it's so rare. You know, you watch these TV shows on, you know, primetime TV for dog foods we won't discuss, and, you know, there's all these false promises and wholesome and, you know, yummy ingredients and all this kind of stuff. And it's, you know, when you get to those factories or when you start doing the research and seeing what it really is, and that most of them are grain-based and, you know, have no regard for the animal being used as the meat source as well. You know, it just kind of, it always concerns me, because if you're doing factory farming for your pet food and you're allowing those animals to be treated that way, then how much care and interest are you really putting into dogs and cats? You know?
No, I agree with that. And I think what everybody has to realize, this is an extremely lucrative industry.
Mm-hmm.
The billions of dollars, it's the B word, and you've got pet manufacturers that are owned by large corporations, and it doesn't always come to the bottom line where the dog and the cat are number one. It's the bottom line, the dollar.
Yeah.
So it, when you get into that aspect of it and margins and profit and all of that, you take away the passion that companies like ours have to deliver products that we utilize the highest quality raw materials. And do we need to subsist and be sustainable as a company? Of course we do, because we want to be around for the long haul.
Yeah.
But we deliver on what we have always said we would deliver, what our mission was from day one.
And that's really the truth. I mean, I've been buying the food for years, and the consistency is amazing. It really is. And, you know, the quality, and I was turned onto it at the trade shows, and I'd referred to a lot of clients on it. And then one of my cats got sick, and so we put her on Primal. She had all kinds of allergies. I mean, it was pretty much almost every protein available. Stuck her on Primal. I was waiting for her not to recognize it as food, because she was a rescue and came with really, really bad food. Took right to it. She lived probably 6 years longer than she should have. She thrived. She lost probably, probably a fifth of her weight. She was so obese when I got her. And it just turned into this really, really healthy, happy cat. And when I first got her, too, she was really nasty, and she was on dry food. And I was working with Phil Klein of Whiskers Holistic in the city at the time. And,
oh, yeah, know him well.
Oh, I love Phil. Phil's the best. He did a show for us. He did my first show with me, actually. I mean, he's just such a great guy. So I'm working there, and he's like, you know, what's with the cat? And I've got claw marks all over my hands. And I said, you know, she's crazy. And he said, you're feeding her dry food, aren't you? And I said, you know, you're a genius. And he said, switch her. He said, switch her to raw or switch her to wet. And I was like, well, let me just switch her to raw. 2 weeks later, completely different cat. It was unbelievable.
Yeah. Well, I mean, diet is everything, and especially with these carnivorous mammals, and when you're feeding them foods that are not appropriate for them, like a human being, right? You eat junk, you feel like junk, right? So you're agitated, and you're tired, and you're on edge, and it's the same thing with these pets, because if you're feeding diets that are high in carbs, they ultimately turn into simple sugars into the animal's body, and there you just have sucrose.
Yep.
And now you're delivering this sugary diet to this animal who, at some point, is going to get edgy. And it is amazing how many testimonials we've received, not necessarily only that the skin and coat is better, or the breath is better, or the stool production is amazingly different, but that the animal's personality or psychology has changed dramatically merely from changing the food.
Definitely.
It really is truly amazing. And it the proof's in the pudding in this type of product. It's a product that you can feed and see differential very quickly.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you open it up and it's like, hey, if I fried this up, this would be pretty tasty, you know?
Well, you can do that. And in fact, it's funny. When we started out back in 01, we had a couple of small distributors sprinkled throughout the country. One gentleman had a barbecue to preview the product in his warehouse, and believe it or not, was serving patties barbecued on the grill to the guest retailers.
Awesome.
That was coming, right? Of course, we didn't approve of that, but we found out after the fact. But the reality is, this is food, real food, right? And there's no difference in the raw materials than what you see in the grocery store or in your fine dining restaurants.
Mm-hmm. So how did you get into the dog food business?
Well, long tale, about 13 years ago, I had an ailing dog, and I was a chef by trade. And I would take her from vet to vet to vet and couldn't find a solution. And ultimately, I landed upon this one homeopathic veterinarian, and Marin County, California, and she handed me some literature. She said, read these books. And I sat down and read them thoroughly, and they talked about the barf diet.
Mm-hmm.
Ian Billinghurst was one of the gentleman's books that I read, an Australian veterinarian who's kind of the godfather of barf or raw feeding.
Mm-hmm.
And so I got into these books, and I was utilizing all these wonderful ingredients for the humans that I was cooking for, and these books spoke to feeding an animal species appropriate. So mm-hmm. these are carnivores, so feed them meat. So I took all these wonderful ingredients and ground them up and mixed it and blended them and added some things to them to tweak them and make them more appropriate for a canine.
Right.
And that's how Primal was started. It was in a kitchen in my home. And ultimately, I graduated to the garage and bought some new equipment and was feeding her and saw the difference. And I had this one retailer around the corner from me at the time and brought it up there in a very archaic package. It was like an ice cream container.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, would you sell this stuff if I could make it for you? And, of course, every retailer is looking for the next cutting-edge product, and
yeah.
they were on board.
God, you're a lucky man.
That was the beginning of it all, right? And it was really designed. My concept was to do a home delivery service in San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how we started it out, and it just kind of blossomed from there. And I have to say that the company is where it is, the brand is where it is, mainly due to the fact that we provide a product that is so incredibly wholesome
mm-hmm.
That the animals just thrive.
Well, I think for me, too, a huge part of it is the education that you have on your website. I mean, it is truly, truly amazing that what you guys have put up there. I mean, I started looking around. I know the site, and so I went on before the interview just to see what was new with it. And it's holy cow. I mean, you could write a book on it. It's great. And I love it because, you know, you've got all the standard questions listed of, you know, should my pet eat raw and all that kind of stuff. But you've got real detailed answers. So, you know, if anyone listening is interested in Primal Pet Food, go to the website. We'll give you the address later. You know, have a seat, grab a cup of tea, and you're going to be there for a while. But it's totally entertaining, too. It's not like reading a medical journal or, you know, it's all very reader-friendly and very, very, it's a great, great site. And I was gobsmacked looking at it. And just the fact that, you know, so many people don't want to give out that information for free, and they don't understand that, you know, the more educated the public is, the healthier the animals are going to be, and then you're going to get a nice reduction in vet bills, and everybody's happy, and everybody's good. You know, it winds up really paying off in the long run.
Oh, all of that, and you're so right, Celia. And what we really focus on is education as well as the product and the ingredients. But education, education, education. I mean, we started out as a very small company at a time when raw was very new, and people would walk across the trade show floor and glance at you but be afraid to come over.
Yep.
You know, and so we decided that we needed to educate. We needed to drive facts and knowledge and transparency into the market.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we do through the website. You know, you can come there, like you said, you can sit down and read, and there's some science in there for those that appreciate the scientific aspects of it. But their raw feeding is really straightforward and very basic.
Yep.
And we try to make it very simple. We try to throw some humor in there as well to kind of soften it up. Because pet food and the feeding of your pets can be very daunting.
Yeah, I can.
You know, the kibble and can companies, they make it somewhat daunting, and we try to break those barriers down and deliver information very transparently to the consumer that says, look, here's how you do it, and here's why you do it, and let us help you make this successful for your pet.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really what the website is all about. All of our literature, when you go into your retail stores, ask them for our literature, because we try to spell out very clearly in those publications how to do this safely, how to do it properly, and how to do it successfully.
And it's there, and it's great, and it's really, really comprehensive. And Matt, this is a perfect time to take a break. So we're going to take a break for just a minute. I'm talking to Matt Koss from Primal Pet Foods. We're talking about the raw food diet. Hang out. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
She's dancing by herself in a mother's summer dress. Oh, kid, she doesn't need your help. She studied art in Spain. Tall boys across her brain. Yeah, tall boys, men.
This is Boy Crazy by Cookies on HeritageRadioNetwork.org.
Shame through her.
Interested in emerging design? Check out Of A Kind, a site that sells the pieces and tells the stories of up-and-coming makers. The site has featured over 200 designers and offers limited edition pieces you can't find anywhere else, along with the studio tours, travel guides, even recipes from the designers. To find out more, head to ofakind.com and sign up for the site's newsletter.
And we're back, and we're talking to Matt Koss from Primal Pet Foods. And Matt, I want to get into some of the standard questions that I know you've heard 800 million times, but
sure. They're
still going. So
keep them coming.
All right. Why do you believe a raw diet is the way to go?
Well, as we get back to kind of the basics, as we left off with before the commercial, that these animals we're feeding are carnivores. Cats, obligate carnivores. Dogs, slightly more omnivorous. So feed a diet that is species appropriate. These animals did not cook in the wild. They did not forage in the grain fields or the rice paddies. These diets are meant to produce nutrition that these animals' bodies can naturally assimilate and deliver the nutrition value that they need to live long, healthy lives. So let's get away from what's convenient for the human being and let's get moving forward on what is right for these animals, for them to be happy and healthy.
And I got to tell you, I mean, Primal's the most convenient food in the world, so don't be like, oh, no, it's frozen. I'm never going to be able to thaw this. It's if I can do it, anybody can do it, honestly. So don't think
you're
going to...
Well, I'll tell you, Celia, to that point also, we've just come out with a new product line called Pronto.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a kibble format raw. So now we have a nugget and we have a patty. We've had that traditionally, and there's some thawing to that. So there's a little bit of a hurdle for some consumers coming over from kibble or canned.
Mm-hmm.
But now you can literally just open the bag of the Primal Pronto product. It's the same raw frozen that we've delivered for the past 12 years, and just scoop and serve. So you no longer need to thaw ahead of time. You can actually thaw per meal. So we've really removed the hurdle and the barrier for the consumer as to the thawing aspect of it. So you're right. It's as simple as opening a bag of kibble.
I love you guys. I love your company. I just love that you're like, you guys keep thinking, you know? It's like, hey, we made this product here. Deal with it. Love it or love it or leave it. But you're like, no, let's help these people with the thawing process. So thank you for that, too.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
I know this question's going to make you nuts, but we got to do it. What about salmonella?
What about salmonella? Well, okay, let's start here. The FDA, who regulates pet food in a bag or a can, says that no pet food product can contain salmonella, E. coli, 015787, or Listeria monocytogenes. It has to have zero, and there's a zero tolerance for it.
Wow.
So, what about it? Well, we're a manufacturer, or traditionally have been a manufacturer, of a raw pet food. So we buy raw meat and raw poultry. Those products that we buy have a tolerance by the USDA to be contaminated with salmonella.
Mm-hmm.
So when you go to Whole Foods or any of your grocery stores and buy your organic chicken breast, 7-8% of the time it's allowed to be contaminated because humans cook it. Now,
right. We
have to take it and clean it up. So all of our products, we have incorporated a very stringent safety program. All of our products are tested and held prior to sale to ensure that they are free of those three pathogens that I just spoke of.
Mm-hmm.
And salmonella being one of them. Now, it's the target for the FDA and pet food. They're out there looking for salmonella, and their concern is cross-contamination to human beings.
Mm-hmm.
So we've taken that risk out for the consumer. We do utilize on all of our poultry products what is called hydrostatic high-pressure processing. It's a cold water process that ruptures the cell wall of any single-cell organism, like salmonella, and eliminates them from the product. So ultimately, you're buying clean product. So there is the big buzzword of salmonella, and all pet food manufacturers are aware of it. We are aware of it, and we handle it very diligently through our food safety program.
That's so cool. That's really cool.
And everybody should go out there and really look at this. If there's some concerns about what high-pressure processing is. Mm-hmm. You should go out on the web and really check it out. It's quite fascinating. It's an organic process. It is completely non-thermal. There are a lot of kind of questions raised about high pressure in the raw food world, and we speak to it on our website, as you mentioned, very, very transparently, and there's a lot of great info on the web on it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, next question. Is feeding raw cost-efficient?
It is cost-efficient from two standpoints. Number one, how many people go out and spend countless dollars at the vet for their pets, for recurring things like ear infections or hot spots?
Yeast infections, totally.
Yeast infections, the irritable bowel, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, diabetes, right? Our pets having diabetes is just ludicrous.
Oh, it kills
so,
me.
You save, this is a proactive way of feeding, right?
Mm-hmm.
You feed appropriately, you don't go to the vet. That's number one cost saving. So do you spend more up front? You do. You will spend approximately 1.5 to 2 times the cost of feeding a very high quality kibble up front. But in the long run, if you calculate it out over the course of a year, you will spend less because you won't have a sick pet. You'll have a healthy, happy pet. Now, second aspect of the cost savings, you can feed less when you feed raw, as opposed to feeding a kibble or canned diet, because most kibble and canned have fillers. Those fillers end up in big piles in the backyard or in the litter box.
Mm-hmm.
When you feed raw, you're talking about food product that is nearly 100% digestible. So you feed, and whatever you are feeding is being absorbed for nutritional purposes. So the answer to sum your question up is it will cost you more out front, but it's a proactive way to feed your pet a healthy diet and cut your costs in the long run.
And that I agree with you 100%. I had the, pleasure, honor, I suppose, of being allowed to work at a vet's office for 4 years. And coming from my background of nutrition and alternative medicine, I was amazed a vet would hire me. However, great holistic vet in Brooklyn called Brooklyn Cares Veterinary Clinic. And so I was able to be there for 4 years as an exam room technician, an in-house nutritionist, and basically woo-woo person. And I could see it, I mean, over and over and over again, these dogs and cats on these subpar meals. We had one dog come in. This was great. I got to tell you this. It was a Shih Tzu, missing 3/4 of its coat, hot spots like you wouldn't believe. The eyes had so much gunge, yeast infection, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So I'm taking the health history, and I say to the owner, what do you feed your pet? He gets very suspicious. You know, why do you want to know? It's like, it's part of the intake. You know, what do you feed your pet? And I wouldn't stop asking him. He finally goes, newspaper and ice cream. I was like, excuse me? And he gets all defensive. Well, he really likes it. Well, you know what? I love jujubes, and I got 28 cavities because of it. You know, it's not what the animal wants to eat. The animal doesn't necessarily know, and it kills me that this animal was so malnourished for so long that it was surviving on newspaper and ice cream.
That's a horrific story, and probably not far from many stories that are being told out there in the veterinary offices of the world.
Yeah.
Now, when you go onto our website and you go to our testimonials page, we have countless numbers of testimonials from consumers, from everything from hot spots all the way up to being able to remove your pet completely from certain medications due to very serious ailments because you've changed the diet.
Yep.
Right, so your story is so true to what we hear every day of the week, and I encourage your listeners to go out there and look at the testimonial pages of Primal and other raw food and freeze-dried manufacturers to see what these types of foods really do deliver to these pets.
Mm-hmm.
It's real. I mean, it is absolutely as real as it gets, and more veterinarians are starting to turn the corner and understand that these diets are beneficial merely because they have so many clients that are now coming in with healthy animals,
yeah,
and they're feeding raw.
Yep. Yep, and for them, too, it's, you know, a good vet wants to see healthy animals. They're not sitting there rubbing their hands together going, great, you know, 2 years of this corn-based diet, I'm going to have an obese client who's going to have diabetes and all kinds of problems, and I'm going to be rich. It used to break our hearts. I mean, all of us, you know?
I can only imagine. And, you know, I've spoken with many veterinarians that have been in the business for a long time, and they got into the practice to help pets. And then they get into the practice, and it becomes a business, and they have to pay the bills.
Yep.
And it starts becoming, you know, the kind of the drug frenzy and the rotating revolving door. But ultimately, it breaks their heart because they want to help the pet. And now more of them are seeing that if I get these animals on the right food, they're healthy. And then they build in a loyal clientele because they've made recommendations for things that make the pet healthy, you know, to create a happy, healthy life for these animals, which the owners ultimately want.
Exactly.
That's really what it comes down to.
Exactly. All right, we are running out of time, but I'm going to skip the simple food feeding questions about transitioning and stuff. If listeners, if you have any questions on this, go to the Primal website because it's there. It's really, really complete. You can reread it if you need it. However, this is also extremely important. Matt, where is Primal made?
Primal is made in the USA. We produce in both Portland, Oregon, at a USDA food production facility that makes food for humans as well as pets. And at our facility here in San Francisco, California, we only procure our proteins from the United States and from New Zealand. All of our raw materials come from the U.S. in the produce category. And our supplements are mainly sourced from the USA and some from Iceland and New Zealand as well.
Yay! Thank you so much for not being in China.
Yeah, we've steered clear since the 2008 recall. We understand the sensitivity around sourcing.
Mm-hmm.
And consumers have gotten so knowledgeable with wonderful, amazingly intricate questions every day of the week about where we source, and we are absolutely proud to speak to it.
And then will you change ingredients or formulas according to season and availability of produce?
We don't. I mean, we've chosen a select listing of produce that we know we can get year-round. Much of the produce that we're using now is IQF, which is individually quick frozen. It allows us to procure those same materials year-round. Mm-hmm. It's a much cleaner product. It's a pre-washed product. So we don't change. We stick to what you see on the ingredient panel.
Beautiful. And then, why can't people get Primal in the really big box chain stores?
Well, they can't get Primal there because our commitment is to the independent pet retailer. They've supported us from the get-go. We feel that the education takes place best at the independent pet retailer. They deliver the information better than any other large box store. And it's really where the raw food category was born and has continued to thrive.
And what is your biggest challenge as a producer of whole food healthy diets for dogs and cats?
I would have to say that our biggest challenge is educating consumers as to the benefits of raw.
Mm-hmm.
We try to reach as far out as we possibly can. As we all know, Old Roy is still the number one selling dog food in the country, and we're trying to make as much outreach as possible to those consumers. So it's a challenge to bring people over to raw, but that's definitely our biggest challenge, and we thrive on it. We absolutely thrive on it.
And who are your influences when it comes to pet nutrition?
Well, as I mentioned earlier, this gentleman, Dr. Ian Billinghurst, Australian veterinarian, was my first and foremost influence. Today, I really reach out to local holistic veterinarians and try to collaborate with them as to what they would like to see in foods, what they're seeing in the products that are in the marketplace, and what those products are delivering to the pets. So, all in all, I'd have to say Ian Billinghurst was my number one guy. I had a local veterinarian here that helped me originally formulate my products. So she's always been near and dear to my heart. But I continue to learn every day of the week, and we will continue to innovate and bring new products to the marketplace in the years to come.
Well, I got to tell you, there was one of the trade shows after we knew you guys. This was, you'll get a kick out of this. And same friend, we're walking around the show. We're starving, okay? There's nothing to eat. We're dying. We go up to your booth. Kim's there, and she's like, have you tried the chicken nibs? And it was like, Kim, come on, really? And it was like, don't care, starving. They're just like Slim Jims. Oh, my God, best snack ever. I can't even tell you. We were like,
well, that's all it is, Shelly, is a organic Slim Jim cut into little pieces for dogs and cats. It's the same exact thing, and they are tasty.
They're
great. Tell
you. Oh, my God, they're so good. We were walking on the trade show with these things like a bag of potato chips. They were looking at us and then, like, looking at the bag and then kind of looking at us again, and the ones who knew laughed, and the other ones shook their heads.
Now, you are eating the best of the best there. That's our only certified organic product, and it's a very popular one, and it's very tasty. I've eaten quite a few of those nibs myself.
Oh, my God, great for camping, you know. Perfect treat for the kids.
I'm glad you enjoyed that, Celia.
It was a really good time. Matt, I hate to do this to you. We're out of time, but I wanted to say thank you so, so much for talking to us about raw foods and Primal and your website and everything else. It's been fantastic, and you have helped me knock off one of my dream interviews. So thank you so much, and please thank everyone at Primal for what they do. We're talking to Matthew Koss. Matt, how can we reach you if we're curious and want to find you?
Absolutely. Please reach us at our website at primalpetfoods.com. And if you have a question that you just can't get answered through the website, or you merely just want to speak to a human being, pick up the phone and dial us at 866-566-4652. That's Monday through Friday, Pacific time, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Awesome. So thank you again, everyone. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Animal Instinct. I'm Celia Kutcher, also known as the Food Healer. If you want to find me, you can find me at foodhealer.com. Next week, we're going to be talking about organic catnip. It's going to be very exciting. Hope you tune in. Take care.
Thanks for listening to this program on heritageradionetwork.org. You can find all of our archived programs on our website, or as podcasts in the iTunes Store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us questions at any time at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a nonprofit organization. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.